The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Celebrating over 10 years on the air. Phone lines here are 605-4567. And we are streaming live here at KCNR, 1460.com. Good morning, 15th of July. It's tax day. You got a couple of month reprieve before, but now today everybody's taxes have to go in. 7:05 in the morning, news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community, courage. Your health, your choice. Good morning, Sue's at the helm.
Good morning, good Carl morning. And Linda. Linda, you look lovely today.
Well, good morning. So happy to be here. Yeah, it's and, great. It's great, great, great.
What's
great.
The weather look like there? Sweet.
Well, we do have, I'm looking this up right now. I don't know if you talked about it earlier, Sue. We do have a Redding weather advisory. I'm going to look up to see what that is.
Okay.
Today it will be hot with, last time I looked it was 110. Let's just go up another digit. 111 today, sunny and hot with high. And overnight low 71. Thursday calls for a 106 and a low of 72. Friday calls for 102 and an overnight low of 71. And Saturday calls for a hot day with 105 and clear skies on Saturday night with 71 and Sunday 106. So we do have those triple-digit weather days. What can I say? Taking your hummingbird food if it's directly in the sun. One, number two is make sure that you do not leave pets or animals or it's really something to be
anything
when
you
have
this
kind
of alive in the car.
Right. We're going in and out of air conditioning, but when you have this kind of severe weather and maybe the weather, okay, so there's no warning in effect. Somewhere today I heard before I left there was a weather advisory, so forgive me for that. Unless you saw something, Sue, I'm looking it up.
Just 111 is just an incredibly high temperature, and just to play it safe out there. Just have to think, you know, before we go out, hey, do we have our kids with us? Don't leave them in a parked car.
Right.
You know, even if they're napping. Also senior citizens, people with disabilities. And if you have an upper respiratory illness, a lot of times just that heat can really take your breath away. So it's recommended that, you know, stay indoors as much as possible and just enjoy that air conditioning. And if you don't have air conditioning at your house, the mall is open.
Okay,
so at least people can go there and cool off. And there's other cooling stations, including the Mission.
Okay. And the other thing is that I wanted to talk about dogs when they overheat, that it's really, you can pour water on them if you wish. It can help somewhat. But, the reality is they sweat through their paws and their tongues. So, and their mouths. So their tongues, this is how they pant and they keep cool. So it's just something to be thinking of because I've seen people walk in their dogs in the heat and they have shoes on. They have no idea. The little boiling that is starting to happen, and then once they boil like that, their systems start to shut down. So just be mindful, even if you see somebody on the street, not to, you know, these days you kind of are leery to pull over somebody, to pull over and say, you may want to think about this because somebody went altercation.
I mean, like the time you rolled down the window and said, your dog's paws are hot. As they were, drinking their big Slurpee and standing there, and their dog was moving from foot to foot.
Yeah. But there was one guy coming up and down Eureka one day, and that dog, I was so alarmed. I drove off. I turned over. I went into 7-Eleven and got some cold water. At that point, I didn't know. Pouring it all over its head, pulling over its – and this other lady pulled over, too, and both of our eyes were like big old dollars. Was that age me?
Does what?
When I say my eyes look like big dollars.
You mean big silver dollars?
Yeah.
Hey, today on the show.
Weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated, senior and veteran discounts. 265-3793. And let's talk a little bit about the lakes and what it is to go out there for the day. And you think you're warm and cold on a lake. and I mean, you're cool on a lake, and only to get sunburned in a matter of just a few hours. So, and it's even more intensely so. So maybe that's the severe weather, and that's what we need to look at right now.
Well, you get reflections off the lake, and a lot of times if you're you get in the water in and out, and you think I'm being, you know, it's my body's okay, but you'll get some severe sunburns there. Now, on the show today, in about 5 minutes, we're going to have Mayor Adam McElvain to talk about the latest edicts from the governor, and also a update on this high-speed internet. And then at 8 o'clock, Sheriff Eric Magrini will join us, and we'll put to bed these things finally. I don't know why it keeps coming up about the militia and the protests that are going on. But the as you know, yesterday, the governor shut down all bars, all dine-in restaurants, and depending if you're in one of these 31 counties that were on the watch list, everything, gyms, churches, everything, just shut it down again. And as you, if you listened to me yesterday, I said this is ridiculous. This is absolutely ridiculous that here up in Shasta County, when we don't have the problems that they're having down in North Southern California, that you shut down the North State. It's like a picture I posted yesterday. There's a guy standing on like a 7-inch ledge, and this is a it's a true photo. It looks like a true photo. His back's up against the wall totally. He's on a 7-inch ledge, and in front of him is nothing but a 1,000-foot drop off. And this is where our businesses are in many cases. They opened up a month ago. They bought food. They came back online, and then now they're being told to shut down again. What kind of leadership is this? And our leadership, Congressman LaMalfa and Senator Gallagher and Senator Jim Nielsen said there's no justification for this approach. There's no evidence that any of these activities are causing an increase in COVID-19 cases. Restaurants and churches are not the source of increasing cases. Small businesses are hanging by a thread, and this action puts all the burden of this crisis right back on them. Main Street is struggling for its very life, while Lowe's and Home Depot are packed with people and having record years. No one can make any sense of these confusing orders. And that's absolutely true.
Well, according...
Absolutely true. Now, what do we do? You know, if we wear a mask... If we physically separate, or that's, you know, that social distancing of six feet, wash your hands, and just go by what we've done before when they opened it up. The restaurants are spread out. The restaurants people are taking care of this kind of things. The bars are, you know, and it's not like I'm missing a bar. I don't go to bars. So this thing happening like this now is just could be the final push to end businesses right here in Reading.
Okay, what state do you think is the most resistant, according to this particular article I'm looking at, which state do you think is the most resistant in wearing face masks?
Oh, California.
Arizona.
Well, now, see, here it's funny. Now, because Arizona and New Mexico, right next to each other, New Mexico's governor's had them wearing masks since the very beginning.
Yeah.
I mean, I mean that she has been ruthless on it. And their rates are low.
Well, you know, it's interesting because we're walking amongst the everything corona. But according to this article today, and I, not to give you one more piece of depressing news, but this is a recent development. This is according to USA Today in the health section. Okay, it's according to USA Today, studies found most half of all states are spiking at a faster rate than they had been in the spring. In Texas, officials once again reported a daily recording breaking number of 10,745 cases on Tuesday. The previous record was 10,351 on Saturday. Some recent developments, you may or may not want to hear this, so if you just are like, I'm disgusted, just, you know, walk away for a minute. Most air conditioning systems don't protect against the coronavirus. In some cases, can actually facilitate the spread. Many Americans might not get another stimulus check. Is this depressing? I don't even know if I want to read it.
Well, and this is where the government needs to get their crap together and figure out if you're going to shut down businesses, then you need to extend that PPP. you know, whether it's 60 days or what. But you need to extend it because this is crazy. The businesses are shutting down. They have no chance to recover. They've already spent money. A lot of these restaurants have spent money for food, and now they're sitting there with thousands of dollars of food. What are they supposed to do? So, you know, some restaurants are ignoring this. Some restaurants are open. Right. But let me tell you about a woman that called here during the break. She said that her mother is in a nursing home here in Reading. Three of them showed up positive, and one of the health workers there, or one of the workers there, showed up positive. 3 days later, they all show up negative.
Oh, boy.
So now you have to ask yourself, and I've been reading about this, that many of the tests are coming up positive and then negative later on, not 2 weeks later. But, and they do a retest on it.
They do a retest.
So she said right here in town, she knows because she gets text on her phone all day, you know, seeing how her mom is and all that.
Right.
You know, so now that's happened. Anyway.
Well, I know some people recently I've just talked to that will just, they'll wear a mask in, of course, Costco because it's mandatory, but they're just not, they're going to go again. They're just not going to wear masks. So, I'm going to be looking up this study here and talk, if we get a minute in here today and talk about what is the psychological aspect of why people just will not wear masks.
Well, we've got Anna McElbain coming in, and then we have the sheriff coming in, so if we get to it, we get to
absolutely.
Meanwhile, we have to take a quick break here. This portion of the show brought to you by Orchard Nutrition. Orchard Nutrition has been in the business here since 1982. They won the best in the North State for 13 years until they retired that. They had limited the health food section. So they retired the belt to Joe Martino. 100% certified organic produce. He's open for business, and trust me, they are taking all the precautions, and they will make sure that nothing untoward happens to you there except getting a great selection of produce, meat, and supplements with people that are trained to help you make those choices. That's Orchard Nutrition in the Cypress Square Barbershop, Cypress Square Shopping Center. Oh, well, there's a barbershop there, too. Okay, we're going to take a break. We'll be right back with Adam McElbain.
The heat is on the street. Inside your head, on every beat, and the beat's alive.
Let's see, coffee, got it. Radio dialed in, check. Showtime for Armstrong and Getty.
That's right. Join us 9 to 12, KCNR Mornings.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in just one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. These tests do not prevent colon cancer. Only a colonoscopy can do that by removing polyps before they become cancerous. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call them at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? All have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Where do you go in Shasta County to get advice on the best type of firearm to meet your needs and how to safely carry and use it? The answer is to join the revolution at locally owned Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms believes in a better way to serve their customers and providing them with all the information needed to make the right decisions before and after the sale. They have a large selection of guns and ammunition and always special discounts for veterans. Self-protection is your right. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading, 222-8222.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier in all we do.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. from your air pressure to your windshield wipers, and everything in between. We make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary. You just drive right in, which saves you time and money. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You're offered a free beverage to enjoy and free Wi-Fi. Earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards Program. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that's a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com and like us on Facebook. Or find Premier Oil Change in Wairika on Main Street behind the Valero Station. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
And now back to our show.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. And this portion of the show brought to you by
Cornerstone Community Bank. Community-oriented, dedicated to a team of professionals committed to providing the highest level of service. Cornerstone Community Bank. You can also visit them online at bankcornerstone.com.
Okay. Hey, let's go to the phones. Now, Nick, we've only got a couple minutes here, so...
Good morning, Nick. Be quick. Good morning. I'll be quick.
Okay.
Carl, you're a certified NRA instructor?
I am.
Okay, I was told yesterday that it is against the federal law for a CCW holder that's carrying a gun to put on a mask.
I think there's a... You know what? There, that's for... I think those are exceptional cases that we can wear that. And if you're wearing a concealed carry, if you're doing it correctly, nobody knows anyway.
Well, I went into Safeway the other day, and they got on me about wearing a mask, and I just told them I've got COVID, and you don't have to worry about giving it to me.
Okay, thank you very much, Nick. Okay, goodbye. Terry, we only got a couple minutes
buddy.
Hey, you guys. Well, first of all, it isn't a law that you're required to wear a mask, number one. Okay, that's number one. Number two, there is an exemption for that. And number three... Carl, you're absolutely right. A lot of restaurants have opened up. They bought food. They bought a lot of different things. 30% of them, it's estimated, will close down in California and never reopen. The governor's out of control. The challenge we have is that as much as our Congressman LaMalfa wants to help, he doesn't have the jurisdiction to do so. However, Nielsen and
Gallagher
and, you know, those other all the other guys that want to do it can actually do something. But here's the bottom line. The bottom line is that, and we talked to the sheriff about this the other night, and I hope that you address some of this. First of all, addressing the open carry, concealed carry, but the other thing to really bring up is the fact that he has the jurisdiction really to stand between the health department and the people. Because first of all, Title 18, you can look this up, Code Section 242, United States Code 18242, it's one paragraph. They cannot stop us from doing business. They can't stop us. There is no state of emergency. And the definition of a state of emergency is when the county resources are overwhelmed with a threat. When the county resources are overwhelmed with a threat. We're not overwhelmed with any threat. This is tyranny. You're right. We have to stand up and stop it now. If that means the sheriff has to go against what the governor's saying. This has to be done, Carl. You're right. We'll lose our businesses. We can't talk about anything fun or yummy or wonderful today. This is the deal. They are going to try to shut down our economy so Trump loses. If California goes under, guess what? That's not going to bode well if California goes under, is it?
Well, California leads the way, but California is going to vote Democrat no matter what. Thanks, Terry.
It doesn't matter. It just means that they'll get. It'll still be more influence.
Yeah.
It'll still be a situation where other states will go, oh, my gosh, look what's happened to California because of Trump. So, no, it isn't just a Democratic thing.
Okay. Thanks, Terry. Okay. We're here with Mayor Adam McElvain.
Good morning, Mayor.
Good
morning.
Actually,
you know, what Terry's saying is it's got to be a state of emergency call. Well, that state of emergency, you know, was months ago. Mm-hmm. And it's also going to, you know, is the state being overwhelmed in our hospital systems? And the answer, I believe, everything I read is no, for sure not up here in Shasta County.
Well, I think, you know, from my perspective, the one-size-fits-all sort of blanket approach to the state is really hard on us.
Very.
We've worked really very well with the county, our business community, to mitigate the issues from COVID. And, yeah, this the announcement earlier this week is a tremendous setback to our community. to a lot of businesses. And, you know, you heard about that when the first shutdown happened, that if we reopened and then had to shut down again, that a lot of those restaurants wouldn't be coming back because they wouldn't be able to handle the second shutdown.
Well, this morning on KRCR, you had Che with Moonstone, and we saw that they do have outside dining, but he was interviewed, and so is the Sandwichery. The Sandwichery's been able to stay open during all of it. They just stayed open. Yeah, they just stayed open.
Yesterday they were packed.
Che closed and then reopened with all of the, you know, the servers wearing masks. And he said at some point, I could just imagine, I think he was a great spokesperson because he's followed the protocol. At some point, he says, you know, you just have to realize that in life you take risks. And I thought that that was very interesting about, as a business owner, when you go out and you put your money on the line every single day and you hire employees, you're risking every single day. And when your bottom line is affected with your, like what you're saying, with a state mandated thing that doesn't really reflect what's happening in the North State, you can understand how some people are absolutely like flipping out right now.
Mm-hmm.
Well, maybe that's an overstatement, flipping out, but you know.
It's a moving strike zone, and it's been difficult from the beginning for people to, and even as the, you know, as City Hall, we, at City Hall, we're a really large employer, 780 employees, and we have to adapt really quickly to the new rules and regulations.
Are you laying off people or sending people home?
We did do that for a time, and I think we still have people working from home, and we are wearing the masks in City Hall.
Oh yes,
per the order. So it's something that we deal with internally as well, but it's a difficult situation, and we're dealing with it day to day. And getting up to speed.
Well, if my premise is correct, and obviously the way what you just said sounds the same, is that if we aren't suffering those problems, if our numbers are low, we are not overrun into hospitals. I've got medical professionals in here yesterday going, you know, that's ridiculous because, you know, your chances of catching COVID across a dinner table from somebody are very, very, very low. That, you know, it seems like we should be able to, as a community, and we don't have to trumpet this to Newsom like having a rodeo. We should just be able to just kind of like, okay, you know, nobody's going to say anything, just business as usual.
Yeah, I mean, it seemed like for a little bit there that he was shifting control to
the counties,
yeah, to local, and then it changed this week. So it felt like we were kind of getting a breath of fresh air there for a minute.
It was for a month.
And controlling our own destiny. And now, we have these new orders. So it's an extremely difficult situation for everybody. And personally, I've never seen our, you know, government in the United States behave like this, you know, with changing the laws from week to week. So it's very difficult.
Well, let's just mention one of the businesses, Country Kitchen. They're staying open. They were doing everything on Monday correctly. They were distanced. Their servers have masks. They sanitize. They've got two sanitation stations just for menus. You know, if you want ketchup, they'll bring it out to you. And then you use it. Then they take it back after you're finished and clean it up. But, you know, closing again is, you know, and she is just a microcosm of the rest of the restaurant and businesses here. That, you know, that's,
I would,
shutting down completely is what they're trying to get.
Because now you have two things that come out of my mind here is, I would be curious to know from a business owner what it costs to close and then what it costs to reopen. And when you do close, if you were to follow that particular protocol, those employees then go back on unemployment. So what does kind of monkey on the back of the state does that cause? I mean, it's like a wheel is so out of alignment. Well, you've got to figure out a way to, like you said, okay, go ahead, Adam.
I'm sorry, what was the question?
There was no question, there was just a comment.
She was talking, but when we get into this, a lot of people that were putting in for unemployment never got it, or it was weeks later.
Mm-hmm.
Now we're unemploying them again.
Right, and it's just absolutely devastating for businesses to go through this and have to lay off your employees, especially twice. And I can't imagine – I don't know anyone personally that has been laid off twice, but it's got to be incredibly devastating for them and their families.
And there's no backup PPP this time.
No, not yet.
Not as of yet.
And that was again, that's another situation. I don't know if I've ever seen where, you know, Congress passed a $5 trillion spending bill in 2 weeks that, you know, otherwise wouldn't have gone through. So
yeah,
it's definitely an interesting time. We're paying very close attention. And, of course, we're working closely with Shasta County Public Health to try and do our best to keep everybody safe and healthy. But the effects on our business community are going to be long term, and we really need to do what we can to help that community.
Is there a fear about standing up? Terry says, oh, let's stand up. Is there a fear that Governor Newsom would just cut off funding to Shasta County?
I think that's always a concern, but at the same time, we're you know, the shutdown is doing devastating things to our economy as well. Mm-hmm. So we're kind of being hit from all sides. You know, there are a lot of things that are happening right now that are doing well, but we're definitely in the midst of a heated political season, and a lot of things are being sensationalized right now. So hopefully we'll troop through until November. And, you know, get this COVID thing straightened out.
Yeah, I've heard that they think that a lot of these problems are going to end the day after the election, one way or the other.
I would imagine they'll be less sensational.
Yeah, I would imagine that. Well, but you can't tell.
We have to take a break. Okay, right. This portion of the show is brought to you by Crackmaster. Okay, this is the perfect time, folks, to be thinking about this. In the air conditioning, in your car, heat, leave it outside, cracks. Chips will turn into cracks and they'll grow. So Jeff at Crackmaster, he is an expert at what he does. Trust me, both Carl and I have used him several times. We highly encourage you through the season, if you do have a problem, to go to Jeff at Crackmaster. He's located on Highway 279. On the way out there to Wind River. Give him a call at 241-8373. He's on South Market Street, 3208. That's Jeff at Crackmaster. We'll be right back here on KCNR 1460 AM and 96.5 FM. This is your talk radio.
Let's see. Coffee, got it. Radio, dialed in, check. Showtime for Armstrong and Getty.
That's right. Join us 9 to 12, KCNR Mornings.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, "Our customers are warm friends." We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Tune into North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios, KCNR. This is Carl and Linda Bott. It is 7:35.
Good morning.
The 15th. Today's tax day. If you haven't sent in your taxes, today's the day. I guess I better go look to see if we sent them in. I'm not sure if I did or not.
Thought they were extending it.
Well, till today.
Oh, I got it.
Today.
Okay.
See, they wanted to make the announcement of shutting down businesses again then get our taxes the next day. So
you got to work every day to massage your brain in order to keep the positivity flowing in there.
We're here with Mayor Adam McElvain, and we've discussed the shutting down of businesses, and Adam. It was also on not putting words in his mouth, but here we are up in the North State. Things are different, yet we're still being slapped with the Southern California baseball bat, I guess you could say it. The homeless, there seems like we're seeing more homeless. Is this just, am I imagining this, or...
As far as the actual count of homeless people in the area?
It just seemed that this is purely anecdotal, but it seems to me
not that
I'm seeing
aware,
a whole lot.
The homeless community has remained relatively the same for the last 3 or 4 years, almost identical from year to year on the count.
Okay.
But there is a difference now. We, as the law enforcement agencies, were given essentially we have to take a lighter approach with the homeless during the COVID pandemic. And so that's been an issue. There's several laws that we've had to deal with as far as how we approach that. The good news is that the county, I think, has over 100 people now, homeless people in hotel rooms, that have a place for shelter that are high risk for COVID exposure. At the same time, the city, we have, I think, over 550 affordable housing units that are under construction right now. And I just found out that the city is going to get another $16.6 million from the federal government here very shortly, probably within the next month, to start working on some more private-public partnerships to create more low-income housing. And we'll have access to another $300 million pot. This is money that's coming to the four counties that were affected by the fires in 2018, and we're one of those counties. So, we're focused on getting people in housing, making housing more available, that low-income bracket, and that's one of the best solutions that we've come up with.
Well, there's low-income brackets, and then there's homeless. In other words, you might have a couple working. Each of them have a job, mm-hmm. hopefully. Each of them have a job that they don't make enough money to have a sustained lifestyle in a home. But are you talking about like low income people like that, or just people that aren't working, or homeless?
So low income people, and that having that housing element, having that satisfied though, does prevent the churn of homelessness.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm talking about. We can get those type of people into homing.
Right. Can we reduce the homeless population? So if we have more low income housing. That's one of the best solutions to reduce that. Obviously, a strong economy is very helpful.
And it's just going to be low-income housing, or is it going to be mixed like we're seeing built right now?
Oh, a lot of it will be mixed.
Okay.
Yes. So it won't be just, you know, like a 300-unit complex that's 300 low income. Most of what's done these days in California is a mixed approach.
It's a mixed approach. Okay. Mm-hmm. And speaking of that, downtown is making dramatic changes, Adam.
Downtown is transforming, and it's you know, it's overlooked by what's going on right now,
wow.
But it's an unbelievable transformation.
It really is.
I mean, driving over Placer, coming down Placer from Buenaventura, that's when you really see the landscape of downtown, where you can see the height of the buildings and how much that's going to change.
Yeah, it's really exciting, and that was something that I was focused on right from when I was elected,
mm-hmm.
and we did reduce fees. City fees to build downtown. We did that citywide, but we really emphasized the downtown area. And now, since then, we've seen a lot more interest in development. And I'm excited to see the newest, you know, the most recent news with the block here on the south end of downtown that they're going to be putting in residential units that are market rate in the downtown area. So we're continuing to see the downtown transform, and it's a great thing for Reading. And so, once we get through this intense year, you know, we've got a lot of positive things to look forward to in the city.
And by the way, Mayor Adam McElveen is much older than 25. He just sounds that way. And that was a compliment that the person says. Adam, with all the, you know, with these coming in like this and with what's happened with the COVID, we're seeing, you know, I see a lot of articles about people leaving the cities, the large cities, and running, not walking, but running to places like ours. Yeah, are we seeing anything like that?
So I don't have any exact data, but we're definitely seeing a lot of people from the cities buying houses here recently, especially within the last 4 to 6 weeks. So we are seeing that happen. As to the degree that it's happening, I know that the housing market is doing exceptionally well right now. The number of houses on the...
Yeah, we don't have a lot of houses out there for sale.
Correct.
Yeah.
So the supply is low,
yeah.
And lower than it's been in a very long time. So people selling their homes are in a good position. I think we're seeing more people come from the cities that want to live in a less urban environment.
Yeah. You know, they say a third of all the mortgages and rent in June wasn't paid. I don't
in
know if you
Shasta County?
No, just across the United States.
Oh.
A third.
So we haven't seen anything like that, especially from, you know, we look at our utility bills,
mm-hmm.
and what percentage of people aren't paying their utility bills. And ours is much lower than a third.
Okay.
We've seen a little bit of an uptick.
Sure.
Of course, we gave out the credits in May and June.
That's right.
So that there were a lot of people that weren't paying utility bills anyway, mm-hmm. in that month. We've suspended the shutoffs, and we've suspended some of those other things that we normally have in place. But those will go back into effect here in August, September.
Okay. We're here with Mayor Adam McElveen, Carl Lindebaugh, and I'm going to take an early break because the rest of the show I want to talk about this high-speed internet that you've been working on. You've got some really huge news to
That's
announce.
Great.
Okay. We'll be right back.
Your morning update with us,
Armstrong and Getty, 9 to 12 on KCNR.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with.
Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
Wind River Resort and Casino invite you to come explore our exciting table games to see what California's premier gaming experience is all about. Our knowledgeable, friendly dealers provide premier gaming action 24 hours a day. With 13 table games and a variety of limits for players at every level, we'll make each gaming experience better than your last. More games, more ways to win, more fun. No one else in town offers this. All the table games details at WindRiver.com. You win at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Hi, I'm Sue Blake with Powerhouse Solar. Solar energy not only makes financial sense, but right now you can go solar for zero money down. At Powerhouse Solar, we install the most cost-effective and highest efficiency panels from SunPower. And with the electric company's rolling blackouts, Powerhouse Solar can make sure your family is not left in the dark. We have generators and battery backup systems designed for your specific needs. Call Powerhouse Solar today at 275-5600 or visit us on the web at powerhousesolar.com.
Dr. Farrell in Palisadro is now making dental work more affordable by offering a Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership. The Dental Discount Savings Plan is simple, straightforward, and includes 20% off all treatment, such as emergency limited exams, restorative work, fillings, crowns, partials, bridges, dentures, and periodontal treatment, a comprehensive exam, oral cancer screening, a TMJ exam, a periodic exam, and two sets of x-rays, along with cleaning and two fluoride treatments. The program is a discount plan, not a dental insurance plan, and is only available at the office of Dr. Farrell. The Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership provides immediate eligibility. No yearly maximum, no deductibles, no claims to submit, no limitations for pre-existing treatment, and no waiting periods. Children on the plan must be 15 years or younger. Some restrictions apply. Membership prices may vary. Contact Dr. Farrell, located at 9461 Deschutes Road, Suite 2 in Palisadro. Call 547-57 to make an appointment today. That's 547-5757.
Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott.
Welcome back. Let's do it together.
And welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
You missed me, didn't you?
I did.
All right, really? We're your talk
quickly,
radio.
Quickly, I've got Free only Fire got Radio. 10 minutes here.
Four Winds Jewelry, located on Hilltop Drive, our jewelry store where we go get things fixed or we need to get a fix. Get fixed or get a fix. you might want to journey in there today on this 111 day. Just by the way, that's what our temperature is going to be and overnight clears to 71.
Okay.
So, Adam McElvain.
Mayor Adam McElvain. Okay, the high-speed internet.
Yes.
You've got some big news here.
Well, we had a meeting. We'd been working on this master broadband plan for the entire city for some time. The council approved that last September. It came back. We finished it in about March. And, of course, then the COVID issue started. Mm-hmm. And we brought it before the council at the first meeting in June. And there are four phases of implementation. The first two are really on the municipal side and building out the backbone, and then phase three and four are the pilot phase, and then phase four is the citywide build out.
Okay.
Which would include everyone within the city. So
all 60 miles of us.
Correct. Phases one and two were approved by the council, which I'm very thankful for. So phase one is putting in a fiber ring, similar to the electrical ring that we have with the electric utility.
Mm-hmm.
And to my knowledge, I think it's the largest municipal fiber ring in the state of California. And we're looking at...
And this is in conjunction with Reading REU.
Correct.
Who is also building a fire break around our city.
Correct.
Also.
And that's a big part of it, too, is the new technology of the electric utility being used to be able to identify outages quicker fire mitigation, being able to respond to fires that happen within the city. So the fire issue is a big aspect of that.
Mm-hmm.
We also have the city needs where we've been using leasing private fiber for city use for a very long time, and we're going to put in our own fiber for the city as part of that backbone. So city properties will all be connected, potentially other government agencies and big stakeholders in the community. So we have approved that. The next phase, as far as bringing it to the customer, so businesses and residents, the phase three and phase four, will probably be back before the council in September, October to approve moving forward with writing the grants, going after grants for that first phase, and then potentially what the citywide build out would look like. And right now what we're doing is we're actually getting the engineering done to get the really hone in the costs on what that would be to move forward.
There's grants out there that will pay for most of this.
There's grants out there that would definitely help with pilot phase, you know, phase one, maybe phase one, two, three, four, something mm-hmm. like that, where they would pay for the infrastructure. There are economic development grants through the federal government that are very possible for us to get. But I don't think we could do citywide
on that one.
All on grants.
Can you explain to our listeners the advantages of having this internet?
Yeah, having the city, the model that I'm looking at and that we've been looking at is having the city put in the infrastructure but then having choices. So if you sign up for the service and you have the fiber brought to your property, you would have choices as far as which internet service provider you wanted to use on
that
fiber.
Would that include REU as your fiber, as your internet service?
No, probably
service?
Not no, REU. Okay. It would be private sector. So essentially the government's putting in the infrastructure, but the services are provided by the private sector. And so what this is it's cheaper. It's much, much cheaper. It's much, much faster than what's currently available. It offers more privacy. It offers more security. You can set up local networks, and it's a tremendous shot in the arm for the medical industry, for education. And a lot of that we've seen, you know, just with the pandemic and the things that it's caused over the last few months,
mm-hmm.
How important that bandwidth is and that connectivity and security. But the biggest – I think the biggest – winners immediately would be healthcare and education. But of course, small businesses and innovators would love to be a part of a network like this. And we get constant, you know, inquiries as to where we're at.
It may change the whole face of Stillwater.
It could.
Yeah, people
what
come
you
in and
can
wonder,
have is,
yeah.
especially with this COVID, when they find out that so many of their people, it's been successful them working from home or, you know, away from the office. This is a great time then to downsize offices, so it's going to be bad for commercial real estate, but downsizing their offices and being able to put half their employees out in a place like Reading where they can, you know, they don't have to change their pay. They can even give them a drop in pay because they could live really well here in Reading on like probably half
right.
of the San Francisco pay.
Mm-hmm.
And it just brings in businesses like that need that high speed.
Yep, yeah. And it's just such a huge opportunity for our city. We're an electric city. You know, we own the electric utility and have that infrastructure, and that's a tremendous benefit. It, you know, the difference between our rates in the city and PG&E outside the city saves our city about $55 million a year, at least on the last year. So that's a tremendous shot in the arm to our
economy.
We don't turn
our power off either.
May I just add here that when Adam McElvain was running for city council, one of your big platforms and one of your biggest goals was to be able to get this fiber optic. I can get. I'll wrap my brain around it in a minute. But what I'm trying to say is that it's coming to fruition. And also, might I add that when you ran and the night that you won, it was the same night that Trump won. So as we were going through the election and the process it was a crazy time for the country. So we just want to tell you that we acknowledge and congratulate you. And then you go through. What it is when you go through the wheel of becoming mayor this year in 2020 with how many adversarial situations have happened, but you remain to stay calm in the storm, and we appreciate that. We just want to tip our hats to you.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
Are you running again?
Yeah, so I'm running for. We've discussed that a few times.
Right.
Well, let's say it on the air.
This November, right?
It is this.
Oh
November,
my gosh.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
So, who else came in with you then?
Mike? Julie Winter.
Julie Winter.
We're on the same ticket. Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
I just want people to understand that the prospects of having this could cause almost an exponential growth in businesses here, and then you have to think, what about another university coming up here, which is a double-edged sword, as we know, very much a double-edged sword. But the fact is this is what Adam said he was going to do. He was also going to fight crime. which you've tried.
And well, we've hired a significant amount
number
more
of officers.
Yeah,
and we can't do anything about the jail. I mean, we tried. Jail's not getting any bigger. But we have found 100 more seats in the jail. The COVID, if anything, has helped with that. But do you have any type of apprehension that the Gov is going to? Every time I think of the Gov, I think of Mel Brooks in Blazing Saddles. He's not quite sure what's going on. He's not sure what's going on, and he's got somebody there telling him. Anyway, releasing 8,000 more prisoners.
Right. That's something that I just became aware of a couple of days ago, and I'm still really looking into that. That's a really serious thing, and
it is serious.
It's a little bit mind-boggling to see a state that is ready to condemn businesses for not wearing masks, but at the same time is releasing prisoners early. I mean, there's so many options right there where they, you know, the prisoners could be used to really test what works with COVID. Does wearing a mask work? I mean, there's a lot of opportunity there to release them back on the streets, you know, people who are convicted criminals, and then at the same time go after taxpaying citizens. It's really hard for me to wrap my head around that.
It is. And, okay, and this is just a Carl Bott aside here. Closing churches and allowing Lowe's to be open, it thoroughly infuriates me. Not that I'm a church goer every week by any means, but that thoroughly to me is wrong also.
It should be people's choice. And Linda, you brought this up earlier, that risk, you know, that there's risk in life. And that's true. It couldn't be more true about, you know, freedom is risky. And we know that.
That's right.
Freedom isn't being in a cage cell being protected.
Yeah, and that was something Chase Stedman said from Moonstone this morning. He was on KRCR. Again, a business who just, you know, a local restaurant works really hard, and they followed the rules, and I've seen them out there working, you know, putting everything outside with the plexiglass and the masks and all that, and they'd be told only after a few weeks of being open. Same as we were talking about with other friends. But he said that this morning, and it really struck with me, like, well, you know, life is about risk. So at which point do we?
And by the way, a week from tomorrow, Ed Rollman and Bruce Dean. Bruce Dean, of course, who is the
Black Bear Diner guy.
The CEO of Black Bear Diners, you know, nationally. And then Ed Rollman will be our guest to talk about this. And they too, their comments are just... This is horrible. This is horrible. And, you know, I know some places are staying open. Some people are going back to the carry out. Country Kitchen is open. And I know a lot of people are going to go down there for breakfast and lunch today. And if you look at the sandwichery where I saw one of the board of supervisors at yesterday, masked up, and that's something that we should be, if we mask, wash our hands, keep our distance. You know, which seems to be the secret. That's what everybody is saying. If we can get everybody to buy in on that, could blunt this finally.
Thanks for joining us this morning, and good luck with everything.
Yeah, last thoughts here, buddy.
Well, I appreciate being on the show, and I think it's something that it's a struggle. I think for almost everybody right now, it's a difficult time, and I think people do need to remember that. You know, it's not necessarily we're all in this together, but you're not alone. you know, what you're experiencing is what a lot of other people are experiencing. And so we do need to come together as a city because, you know, we have to live with each other after all this is over.
That's it. That's it. Adam, thank you so much for being on today.
And coming up after the break, we have Sheriff Magrini. Oh, boy, is this topical. We've got so much to go over with our sheriff.
Well, we've got this whole week is going to be loaded with things like, you know, trying to figure out what's going on in the future, what's happening right now, and where we're going to. But I am so excited about what Adam McElveen ran on, this high-speed internet, and it's coming to fruition, it looks like. And, Adam, that's just a fantastic job. So
thank you very much.
You bet.
Thanks.
All right. Four more years. Okay.
All right, bye-bye.
We'll be right back. KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. This is your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott.
I'm Rich Thomason. Amid a surge in coronavirus cases across the South and West, there is encouraging news in the search for a COVID-19 vaccine. Preliminary results from the first vaccine tested in the U.S. are promising.
They're phase 1 studies, but it's a good first step. It looks as though the vaccine generated a vigorous immune response. We like that. We think that's going to be associated with protection.
Vanderbilt University vaccine expert, Dr. William Schaffner. Goya Foods getting a major vote of confidence from President Trump and his daughter, White House advisor Ivanka Trump.
Goya's CEO attended a White House event last week and praised the president, which triggered a boycott of the largest Hispanic-owned U.S. food company. In social media posts, Donald and Ivanka Trump are standing with the company. The president tweets that Goya Foods is doing great and that the radical left smear machine backfired. That followed Ivanka's tweet of her holding a can of Goya black beans and the company's slogan in both Spanish and English. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Former Auburn football coach Tommy Tuberville has defeated former Attorney General and U.S. Senator Jeff Sessions in Alabama's Republican Senate primary.
I just talked to Senator Sessions, and he was awesome. He said, Coach, I'm all in.
Tuberville heard on WBMA, Sessions is gracious in defeat.
It is my honor to have been able to serve, and I look forward to helping Tommy Tuberville win this race.
That audio courtesy of WKRG. President Trump's former White House physician, Dr. Ronnie Jackson, has won the Republican nomination for a congressional seat in Texas. Checking Wall Street, the Dow is up 284 points. Well, the NASDAQ is 57 points higher, and the S&P up 29. More on these stories at townhall.com.
I love golf, and I also stink at golf. I tried it all, the lessons, the special swing contraptions, the neon brush tees, the funny hats, the putting all of my change in my left pocket. I like to say I just happen to have a high golf handicap. My friends would say I have a high talent disadvantage. Luckily, while I might be fighting some disadvantages on the golf course, at our Faith and Family Mortgage team, we're lucky to be able to serve listeners with a unique advantage. Our team is an arm of a bigger company who is a direct lender, which means our company gets to use its own money and make its own decisions within its own walls. And for you, that can mean shorter turnaround times and often a lower rate, which could save you monthly and lifelong money on a new home, refinance, or cash out refinance. We are United Faith Mortgage.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp. 25 Neville Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to animalistconsumeraccess.org. Corporate animalist number 1330. Equal housing lender. Licensed in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, Mississippi, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
The New York Times planning to relocate some of its Hong Kong staffers to an office in Seoul, South Korea. The newspaper cites China's new national security law for Hong Kong as a reason for the move.
The well-known American newspaper said the first batch of journalists to leave over the next year will be its digital team, about 30% of staff at its Hong Kong office. The New York Times said that employees had had problems getting work permits for the territory, but it said it had every intention of maintaining a presence in Hong Kong and continuing its coverage of events there. Beijing has already revoked the credentials of American correspondents reporting in China, as has Washington of Chinese journalists working in the U.S.
That's the BBC's Richard Howells. Turkey, marking the fourth anniversary of a July 15th failed coup against the government. The ceremonies and events remembering victims of the uprising. News and analysis at townhall.com. Production at the country's factories, utilities, and mines surged last month That remains well below pre-pandemic levels.
The Federal Reserve says U.S. industrial production rose 5.4% in June, the second straight monthly gain. But it was still 10.9% below the level in February before the economy locked down in the face of the coronavirus. Factory production jumped 7.2% last month. The figures were better than economists had forecast.
Correspondent Jeremy House. Hyundai recalling more than 272,000 cars in the U.S. An electrical socket in the dashboard can overheat and cause a fire. The recall covers certain 2011 and 12 Elantra compacts and Sonata midsize cars, along with the 2012 Accent subcompact and Veloster hatchback. And once again on Wall Street right now, the Dow is up 249 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, celebrating over 10 years on the air. Phone lines here are 605-4567, and we are streaming worldwide at KCNR1460.com. Good morning, everybody. It's 7:15 in the morning, 8:05. 7:15 is the date, and 8:05 is the time. And the news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community, and courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to our morning show here on Wednesday. Some would call it hump day. Calling it get through day because it's going to be hot today. It looks like it's soaring 111 degrees, sunny and hot. There you go. With our overnight lows of around 71. I do love it at about 8 or 9 o'clock at night. It is so beautiful outside. Thursday, sunny and hot with a high near 106. Thursday night looks like around 72. Friday, sunny and hot once again with 102. And Friday night clear with lows of around 71. And Saturday, 105. Sunday, 106.
Okay.
Monday,
I'm out on the range again. Out on the range again on Sunday.
Weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned, operated. It's a veteran-owned business, and they have been doing business for years. Just wonderful people. The Kenny family doing so much for our community. 365-3794.
Three.
Okay.
Let's have the update on the road situation.
Yes, there is a live or deceased animal this morning at Main Street and Cattleman Drive, slowing down traffic while a major collision has occurred, a traffic collision, Hawthorne Avenue and Dixieland Drive. Major injuries reported.
That's in Redding?
Yes.
Dixieland?
That's what they say.
Okay.
And I think the closest address is Hawthorne.
Okay.
Now, we do have quite a bit of road construction as well. So if you're traveling 299 east and west, expect possible delays. Also near Reading, we have quite a bit of road construction from South Bonneview to Balls Ferry Road and the I-5 corridor between Reading and all the way down to Cottonwood. We do have construction north of Reading. If you're traveling towards Castella, expect delays also near Dunsmuir and a little bit closer to Mount Shasta as well. So if you are heading up in the higher elevations, just be aware of that. We have seen up to 2-hour delays near Dunsmuir. Now, Carl and Linda, back to you.
Thank you very much, Sue. And we are here with Sheriff Eric Magrini, Shasta County Sheriff.
Morning.
Who has, during his
tenure
has, yeah. When did you come in? January 1st? Or
right, first of the year.
First of the year. So what happened then at the first of the year?
The wheels fell off the bus.
The wheels fell off the bus.
Oh, my
and
God.
And then we had, did anything happen in January? Was that kind of like an easy month for you?
So January, a lot of January was spent in that whole Measure A campaign. So we kind of hit the ground running trying to solicit and advertise for that Measure A, the sales tax initiative for public safety and for the jail beds.
Oh, I forgot about it. It's one of those things in my mind.
Right.
I compartmentalized that one completely out. Yeah.
So in February, that failed, as we know.
As we know.
And then March started COVID, and then it's just been a roller coaster. It's been a wild ride from the very beginning.
I really like what you said, though. Hey, you didn't give me a bigger jail, so I brought you COVID-19.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Because as we know, and the sheriff's been on, is that with COVID-19, the inn all of a sudden had a lot of rooms.
Yeah, we're backfilled up, which we can talk about here coming up. But, yeah, it's been It's been a crazy 6 months.
Yeah, do you send like nasty anonymous notes to Basinko?
I talked to him a while back and I said, if you have any more premonitions where you know that all this is going to take place, like if you get the winning lotto ticket numbers, you know, something like that, let me know.
Yeah.
I'd really appreciate it.
Thanks, Tom.
Yeah.
The governor has just slapped us all with closing down restaurants, bars. He's using the broad sweeping approach of punishing all your kids when only one of them did anything.
Right. Exactly. The thing we've asked, even in letters that were written by different boards and councils, not to do, what we've asked not to do here in the North State was do that blanket-wide broad brush approach because each county is unique, and we're very well qualified with our public health staff, with our health officer, with our law enforcement partners that communicate so effectively here in Shasta to deal with the situations that are in front of us. And at the onset of this, we were initially in unified command in Shasta County with this public health emergency. We've since digressed out of that, but public health is still, we still communicate with them. We still all work together. And so, you know, we've seen our numbers. I mean, yeah, it's upwards over 200, but I think the messaging that needs to be given with all this is, I think what I'd have to go back and look, 34, I think, was our positive as of last night. We only had 34 active cases. And when you look at the population of Shasta, that's 0.1%. And it has I saw something the other day on the internet, it was like a 96-97% survivability rate, where what I think the other statistic that we should be sharing is the survivability of this and the people that have successfully come out the other side and are still living a productive, healthy, normal life. So it's not like this death sentence. We still need to be cognizant or cautious. We still need to be responsible. I'm not saying that. But I think there's some positive in this that should be shared as well and that should be messaged.
Well, you know, I think that we are not negating the lethality of COVID-19. Mm-hmm. This will kill people.
Correct.
It's killed people here in Shasta County, 6 people. But what you're saying is, you know, when people keep talking about, oh, look at all the new cases, it's because we're testing and testing and testing more. I think the true indicator is when you look at the hospitals.
Yes.
Now, there's places in Arizona that they're filling up down there. Florida, even though the news media will tell you they're overrun, they're saying, no, we've got plenty of room. Our health resources here, and we had we had the CEO of Shasta Regional on and the director of emergency operations yesterday. I don't know if you heard the show.
I did not.
Well, what they're saying is that we cannot overreact to this. This is ridiculous to shut down businesses.
Right.
And schools. They we've got to take a good look at how we can bring these schools open. There's pediatricians, there's organizations that say we need to open these schools
mm-hmm.
in September. You know, maybe we distance, maybe we have some Zoom, maybe we do those things, but we need to get the kids back into school.
Yeah, and again, going back to the initial part of this conversation, this blanket-wide approach, you know, when we applied for that variance, it seems like years ago, but when we applied for this variance, that was part of the argument, and that was part of what was the concessions were not having the counties, giving the counties the ability to monitor themselves, regulate themselves, control themselves, and not doing this blanket-wide. So that's why we got variances where other counties didn't, where we were able to give attestation saying we can meet these standards or meet these numbers and criteria and percentages. And we've maintained that, and I think we've done a fantastic job here in Shasta. Our businesses have done good. You go to these restaurants where they've reduced seating capacity. They put up the plexiglass. They're
doing everything.
Their people are wearing masks. We're doing it, and then they just come out and pull the rug out with no warning, no advance notice, no nothing. I watched it on Monday at noon. I logged in and was watching the press conference, like probably most other people, and learning about it the first time with everyone else. No premonitions. No, hey, here's a heads up. No nothing. It's just,
take all that food that you bought for this week.
Yeah.
They buy, for a week to have all the meat, have all the vegetables and all of this. And what they did was they shut it down. Now, as Chase said, from Moonstone. Linda's quoted him twice today.
No, we saw he was on Kara. Yeah. CR, you can probably watch that again, go back online.
Life is not without risk.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the idea that if we follow the guidelines of wearing a mask, washing our hands, social distancing, we've kept it under control here in Shasta County.
I think
we've
done a good
job. We as a people need to commune.
Mm-hmm. And this is the question I'm going to ask you, but then we're going to take a break, so don't answer it yet. Should we, as a county, defy this? And we'll be right back after these messages. This portion of the show is brought to you by Home Helpers. Home Helpers is looking for some really good people to come work for them. They have expanded their business during this time frame, and Sharon Clark is just one super individual. And they're looking for those types of caregivers that want to help, that have this place in their heart where they want to help people.
Now you can go into a profession. It's a profession of service. And also, you know, there is extreme background that they'll do, which I think is wonderful because this is why I would hire them. Because they're licensed and they're bonded, and they look for those qualified people. So people may be in a career change right now, like, what am I going to do? Perfect opportunity. If you think that you have what it takes, Home Helpers is hiring.
And give them a call at 226-8350 or learn more at readyinghomehelpers.com. We'll be right back with Sheriff Eric McGrinney, 8:15 in the morning, 77 degrees, going up to 111 around that.
What is community? A location? A place to live and work? Or is it something more profound? A force deeper than words can describe, uniting us to reach out and support each other. No matter the trial or circumstance, we are one. Shasta Regional Medical Center is proud to stand strong with our community. We know we can get through anything when we do it together. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here.
Enjoy delicious Black Bear Diner food in the comfort of your own cave. Try one of our 9 new family meals to go, like the breakfast combo family meal loaded with eggs, thick-cut bacon, sausage links, and 4 huge house-baked biscuits. Or the chicken fried steak family meal for 4 with country gravy, cornbread muffins, and 2 large family sides. Starting at $19.99, our family meals to go feed 3 to 4, so try all 9. Order carry out or delivery at
Black Bear Diner.
If you're looking for the accountability of a personal trainer, the energy and camaraderie of a group, and a budget-conscious price tag, then our team training at Addison's Peak Performance is for you. We've got your fitness needs covered with 5 types of time-efficient, 30-minute team training workouts. Mix and combine these challenging strength and conditioning sessions to enhance sports performance, build muscle, burn fat, and sculpt the body you've been dreaming of. AddisonsPeakPerformance.com or call us at 221-8006.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
For over 45 years, Clyde's Home Entertainment is the place people turn to for locally owned expert advice on electronics that turn your home into a theater. Clyde's goes the extra mile for their customers. They have a huge selection of audio and video accessories and equipment. Whether it's the latest 4K television or a hard-to-find accessory, Clyde's is the place for all your home electronic needs. Clyde's is a full-service dealer for Samsung, Klitsch, Yamaha, LG, and more. They offer full-service Dish Network. Be sure to ask about the current monthly specials. The original, and still the best, Clyde's Enterprises, 1250 Hartnell and Reading. They have it all. 221-4144. That's 221-4144.
Clyde's.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at KCNR1460.com.
And good morning and welcome back to our morning show here on KCNR 96.5 FM 1460 AM. This is your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott on this beautiful Wednesday. Just if you're tuning in, you just popped your little feet out of your bed and you're hitting the floor. It's going to be 111 today, so don't let it bum you out. Yeah, we've got a lot of changes going on here. Maxwell Insurance and Financial brings to you this show. You know, I'm trying to get my parents to move up here to Reading. Okay, so who would I go to? Maxwell Insurance to find out, okay, they're Kaiser. How do we do this? Supplemental. You have all these questions. What do you want to do? You, maybe your insurance has changed because of the fires or the codes or what, all this other stuff that's going on. Check out Maxwell Insurance and Financial. They are located on Hilltop Drive. Give them a call at 221-0441.
Okay, we're here with Sheriff Eric McGrinney. And when at chat room, I love our chat room.
I have to log in.
You need to log in there and watch this because, I mean, somebody says defy the order. What order? You know,
we
call it the chat pack.
Right, right.
Now, when I left, I said, Sheriff, will the county defy the orders from the governor? And you just happened to have the perfect answer.
The letter.
Right. So we got a letter. So the governor had answered your question, Carl. I don't know if you knew that or not.
Can you read that to us?
So I'm going to read the second-to-last paragraph. This is the letter that was sent to all the sheriffs from the governor. I'll read verbatim here. A local government that refuses to abide by, ensure compliance with, or take enforcement action against non-compliance with these statewide public health directives, or that takes action that is otherwise incongruent with these directives, could jeopardize their eligibility for state funding. So he is saying jeopardizing. If we don't do what he says, that we will jeopardize the ability for state funding, eligibility for state funding.
Okay, so pause and
take a breath.
Yesterday, when these orders came down, and everybody said we're just going to do what we want to do anyway, I said I get that because everybody's like sick and tired of, you know, whatever, and let's go by county. What does that mean? And how much funding do we get and what resources, what does that look like? If they were to say, okay, Shasta County, we're ticked at you, you broke a few rules, la, la, la.
But you're not enforcing rules that you don't believe one are enforceable.
Right.
Okay. So, but that's going against the governor's orders. What does that mean with the state funding?
And so that's hard balance is, I don't want the actions of local law enforcement here. I don't want actions of our local electeds to affect funding for our community for different things such as the small business loans, things of that nature. We get funding through sales tax, through the state sales tax, through property taxes that get funneled. They go down the state and they get funneled back to the counties from the Prop 172 monies. And so we don't have a large tax base here, obviously, in Shasta, but those monies get doled out by a different percentage, and I don't know the mathematics behind it, but nonetheless, we do get monies. But to say that by us not giving us the ability to have the discretion, which is basically what this
letter is saying.
That's what he
said. You will do what I say.
You won't get the monies. So on the flip side of that, like I've mentioned before, our goal of law enforcement here in Shasta County, and I communicate with the chiefs of police on a regular basis, is we don't want to go out and make criminals of our business owners. And so it's trying to find that balance, trying to do education, which we've done, that enforcement through education, kind of that's been our mantra in the past, and trying to continue to work through that. Now, public health has their business health or business community engagement team, where they go out, they work, they're making sure they're educating these businesses, they're making sure they're following the social guidelines, the reduction in tables, and making sure the staff's wearing masks. So, you know, we're trying to do what's right by everyone, but do it in a way that we're not out issuing citations and making arrests, because that is not our goal at all.
And I think if we look at the city, I think their goal is exactly the same.
Right.
They do not want to make our business owners give them a ticket or anything else.
But and I'm going to add, but what we don't want to do is what you just said, Carl, before the I think it was before the break, was be out waving the flag.
Yeah.
We don't want to bring attention to ourselves.
Right.
So for that very reason, even when the mask ordinance came out, there were some sheriffs in the state that came out and took a very vocal stance. I remain silent to that. I don't want to put ourselves on the radar again. I'll go back to the Cottonwood Rodeo that gets brought up all the time. I don't want another repeat of that. However, in this county, we are going to continue to work responsibly. We're going to continue to work in partnership, and the key word there is partnership with our businesses, with our citizens, to be responsible. And I think we've done a good job in doing that. Some might differ. Some might argue that we're not doing enough. But I feel, and I go and I meet with some of these business owners. I meet with Ed Rollman up in the Hilltop Group. I meet with different owners here in town on the west side. I was texting with some of them the other night. We are still, the key is the communication and trying to do what's right by everyone. And I think we're doing a good job in doing that. Our numbers have shown that.
Well, you know, I see the, you know, I see businesses that have started, you know, they said months ago that, okay, I can do the shutdown, but don't get into this open up, shutdown, or you'll totally destroy us. So
I have family. I have a brother-in-law who owns 3 restaurants. And just knowing, and if I didn't know him, I wouldn't know the intricacies that go into running a business such as that. But knowing the ordering, like you alluded to, you're ordering in advance. It's not like you're ordering for tomorrow's menu. You're ordering for a week, months out. You're getting your billing all done. You're getting your employees hired back. You're getting – it's a lot. It's not something you can just stand up overnight. This is something that takes time. And then to do this open, close, and then these people, from what I hear anyway, they go on unemployment. Well, right. Unemployment for some of these people is more lucrative than collecting a paycheck, right?
But what happens this time if more and more businesses just say, look, I did that. You know, our numbers are down. You know, I have done everything safely. I'm just not going to shut down. I can't. I cannot shut down this time.
Yeah. And I know that people are taking looking at that and trying to be as responsible as they can, but it's that survival mentality of do I lose everything? And when that happens or when you have to evaluate that, that's a tough decision. I hope I never have to be in that position. And, you know, I'll use her name here, Carlene, that owns Deja Vu.
Right.
Carlene,
good friend of mine. When this came out, this is her, this is how good of a person she is. She came out and she sent me a text that night and she goes, I'm so sorry you're having to deal with this. And I'm like, me? I'm going to survive. You have these businesses that my heart breaks for you and others like you that are out here in this community trying to muddle through this, trying to survive. Anyway, I guess my point in all that is we have good people here in town that are trying to do the right thing, and I support our local businesses.
Okay, let's start going to the phones here. People backed up. Okay, Richard.
Good morning.
Richard,
hello? Good morning, Richard. Thanks for hanging in.
Hello, Richard.
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, Richard's on. Now you've got both
Richard
of them on.
Good
morning, Richard.
I've got a lot. I've got critical information. I hope I can have the time to put it out. Thank you for attending the California Rifle Pistol meeting, Sheriff. You were given a lot of information.
Richard, can you get closer to the phone?
Yeah, I'm here, and I'm going to talk real loud. Thank you, Sheriff, for attending California Rifle Pistol meeting. You were given lots of information to make an informed decision on open carry. As far as all this COVID stuff, Civil Code 5151, please everybody read that. They have to do with businesses discriminating against people with medical conditions if they cannot wear a mask. So please everybody read that. Question I have for the sheriff, and then it's going to dictate my answer what I go after that. Sheriff, do you have somebody in your statewide sheriff's association that follows pending bills in the California House?
Yeah, good question, Richard. So, yes, we do. So, obviously, in California, we have 58 counties, and we have a state sheriff's association, and we have a legislative team that works in Sacramento at the Capitol that follows bills, gives recommendations, does lobbying, things of that nature.
Okay.
I just want to let you know the couple that are coming. I'm not sure if you're aware of them. Assembly Bill 1652, it's in committee. It's going to reduce rioting from a misdemeanor to an infraction. That'll be fun, right, Sheriff? Another one, Senate Bill 731. The Post Commission, which, as you know, the standard for peace officers and training, they're going to be establishing a brand-new committee to investigate police officers, as if there's not already enough checks and balances to do that. And the last one, I'll get out of here, Senate Bill 329, Victims Compensation Fund, normally pays victims of crimes. They're going to add the use of law enforcement excessive force to the victim's compensation fund. So that's not going to mean any more claims of excessive force, right, Sheriff? Hey, thank you so much. I'm out of here.
Okay.
Thanks, Richard. It's good meeting you the other night.
Okay. Now let's go to Terry. Terry, good morning.
Terry is no longer on the line.
All right. Hey, let's take a quick break. This portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at Northern Firearms Instruction. They have been the number of guns that have been sold. You know, John Bastiani of Bastiani Arms. I don't know if he's happy or sad that he sold out everything, and now he's trying to get all the new guns in. But Northern Firearms Instruction is set up to teach you how to use those firearms and use them correctly and safely. I taught a class this past weekend. Just a variety of people had their own businesses. Some are retired. Some of them worked for other people. And when I asked people, and as Linda said to me years ago, she says, why don't you ask them why they're getting that CCW? I've noticed over the years how things have changed. But especially in the last couple of years, it's been every answer has been for self-protection, because it's not that they don't think we've got a great law enforcement group here in the sheriff's office and in the police, because as the sheriff will tell you and the chief of police here is, they favor people getting a CCW as long as they're trained and know how to use it, because they can't be there every minute. And it's just something that it's your right to do. And we are fortunate to have Sheriff Magrini here, who believes in that aspect of being able to have a CCW. And that's always one election away of not having that, by the way, my friends. Northern Firearms Instruction has got classes going on this weekend, next weekend, weekend after that. So to learn more about the types of classes that they have and to sign up, go to usgunpro.com or give them a call at 530-999-1822. 8:31 in the morning, 78 degrees out there, going up to 111 today. We'll be right back.
Morning with Free Fire Radio and Carl and Linda Bott, 7 to 9 a.m.
And then it's us, Armstrong and Getty, from 9 to 12.
Alan Gordon here, Coachmaster Collision. Thankfully, it appears that Coachmaster Repair is an essential business and fully prepared to repair any minor or major damage to your vehicle. With the invasion of the coronavirus, Coachmaster is taking all precautions for the safety of our employees and our customers. We have closed all traffic through our lobby to ensure proper social distancing and will be disinfecting your vehicle upon arrival and before delivery. With the effects and response from the virus, we feel fortunate to be able to maintain all of our employees. They will be here to provide all services required for a proper and complete repair. These are uncharted territories. Let's all work together for a full, safe, and prosperous recovery. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road, serving the Reading community since 1969. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Orchard Nutrition Center has exclusive special offers now through the 4th of July. We carry organic, non-GMO, and clean, healthy products, and we're working to keep our community safe. We offer contactless shopping, social distancing, and we're sanitizing. Our staff, which includes certified nutritionists, take pride in helping you make informed product choices. We look forward to continuing to serve your family for many more years to come. Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
This is Ted Leidy with the Northern Firearms Instruction Personal Protection Tip of the Day. If you have the ability to park in a garage or carport, do it. Criminals identify dark streets and alleys to target unsuspecting victims who are distracted with loading or unloading packages or children. Another important part of your personal protection plan may be the use of a firearm. If that's the case, give us a call at NFI at 999-1822 or to find and register for one of our popular CCW or other firearm safety courses, visit us online at usgunpro.com. Remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Tune into North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at KCNR1460.com.
Oh. Aaron Ryan.
Welcome back to KCNR, 96.5 FM at 1460 AM at Free Fire Radio. Carl and Linda Bott. Phone lines here, 605-4567. It is now 77 degrees, going up to 111 today. Weather reports brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, one of the nation's top 50 cardiovascular hospitals recognized by the Watson Health Organization, one of the top 50 in the nation. Not only that, but extremely high marks in their regular services when it comes to specifically targeted categories, including heart attack care, emergency care, preventative care. Emergency room, you're seen in less than 30 minutes, and in many cases, it's less than 20 minutes. All of this is at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Linda and I are here with Sheriff Eric McGreeny. Let's go to the phones. Terry.
Good morning, you guys.
Good morning. Welcome back. Hey, what's Terry on your mind?
Hey, Eric. How you doing, bud?
Good.
Good. Anyway, the supervisor and the former chairman of the board supervisor in Placer County, his name is Kirk Euler. Kirk received a letter similar to your sheriff, and that letter said basically the same thing. But with in Kirk's letter, there was no specificity to the emergency funds that would be withheld. In other words, if they had a fire, could the governor withhold illegally federal funds, which he receives, and state funds from an emergency, a future emergency? Was there any specificity in your letter at all?
No. I imagine it was probably one and the same.
Okay,
but no, it just said funds in general.
Okay, so point is that Kirk Euler, a sitting supervisor, has called this extortion. Also, the governor should be investigated on a felony, and you can look this up later. I know I bore you with all this stuff, brother.
I actually write down and read your stuff.
Okay, good. Okay, Title 8, Code Section 1324, that's a felony. He has committed that felony with the sanctuary state business. He's violated the Constitution in two different areas, one about naturalization, Article 1, Section 8, Clause 4, and one about making illegal agreements with the governor of Oregon, also with China, which is Article 1, Section 10, Clause 3 of the United States Constitution. He's violated some things. There are at least three felonies he should be investigated on. Why are we suing somebody we should be investigating? And we have been told by the Attorney General's office that the FBI would help you on that. You don't have to follow an illegal order. And I respect you, and I know you, and I know how this is kind of tearing you up. I mean, you're probably thanking Tom every night for for this, you know. But the real deal is
thinking. Maybe something else.
this isn't Kansas anymore, and we have to realize if we can have broadband, and that's great. I'm for broadband. But if you don't have any business left, I mean, does anybody understand the gravity of what's going on here? Another shutdown could be devastating to our city, devastating to our county. Huh. Anyway, thank you, Sheriff. And it is extortion, and let's just call it what it is, and let's not obey someone who's extorting us, especially with government money. It's crazy.
Thanks, Terry.
Thank you, Terry. And I won't say it could be detrimental. It will be
detrimental. It's going to be detrimental.
Absolutely.
Because we're going to see businesses that hung on because of a couple of reasons. The PPP and other grants that were out there. Well, guess what? That PPP is gone now. That was able to pay your employees, mm-hmm. to keep them working, to try and keep your business open. And I'm not just talking about restaurants. I'm talking about businesses like ours and many others. If you look at those 400 businesses that in Shasta County that got the PPP money, and we're talking huge businesses like Black Bear Diner all the way down to others with employees of like 10 people, that enabled them to keep their businesses open. Well, that's gone. That's gone. Mm-hmm. And if they've done this again to us, and unless the money flows in from somewhere to make up for, you know, for being shut down, which, by the way, has a ripple effect on everything from growing the food to delivering the food to serving the food to advertising for the food to everything, this is going to be even worse.
You know, I live in South County, and this weekend my wife and I went out for breakfast. We went to Becca's down there in Anderson. And I was talking to her, and she said they had just gotten back on their feet. They were just getting back up to where things were good.
Mm-hmm.
And, again, none of us knew what was coming on Monday. And as soon as I heard that on Monday, that was one of my first thoughts was, you got to be kidding me. These people that are just getting back, that are just getting back to some normalcy, getting back into a routine, getting people hired back on, getting their ordering dialed in. And here we go again.
And followed all of
did everything they're supposed to be doing.
Did everything you possibly could.
We do have another call.
Let's go to the phones. Jim, good morning.
Good morning. Hey, I have a suggestion that the cities and the county reimburse these people of their out-of-pocket expenses for their spoils of stuff they had to shut down right away, and then recoup, take that money out of something that they're sending to the state. And help the businesses out, and also make their monthly payments, their rent payments, and also make their mortgage payments if they have to help them stay in business, so people don't go out of business because of this stupid governor doing what he's done is went out and counted the votes. He knows he's got a lot of signatures this time around to vote him out, and so that's what he's doing it for.
Okay.
Thank you, Jim. I'm going to segue with what you said there about state reimbursing people. So right now, CDCR, our prison system here in California, because of COVID, has stopped accepting sentenced inmates. So when inmates go through, they get found guilty by a jury of their peers, they get their conviction. Their conviction is for state prison. The state has stopped accepting those inmates from us, from the counties. So what does that mean? Well, we have to hold on to them. We, being Shasta County Jail, is holding on to these inmates. As of Monday, we're at 107. By our projections, we could hit 120 inmates being held in Shasta County Jail. These are prison inmates. These are state inmates being held in Shasta County Jail. If you look at our numbers, 484 is our population, our maximum capacity. So 25%. Potentially by this weekend, 25% of our capacity in the jail here in Shasta is being occupied by state inmates. Now, they have said, oh, we'll reimburse you. Well, we haven't seen that check yet, but it's in the mail, I know. But the reimbursement rate for holding their inmates does not come close to the cost that it costs the county to house, supervise, provide medical, provide food for these inmates. So we aren't even getting properly reimbursed by the state. It's costing the county additional money right now because of their shutdown because of COVID.
Well, let's bring up the next part of this. In about 2 weeks, Gavin is setting loose 8,000 more.
Oh, yeah. Out of 41 of which are coming to Shasta.
41 of those people. And are these people with COVID, or do we know?
Well, now they tell us that they're going to do the, you know, that they've been quarantined, all that. We do what we are. I know probation was working with public health to identify who is coming to ensure these people aren't COVID-positive patients, and then to provide appropriate quarantine measures that when they do come back to Shasta County. This is just one more hit. I mean, the hits just keep coming.
Yeah, it's just like that. Let's go to the phones. Martin. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Carl.
Good morning.
It's Martin.
Hi.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning. I just wanted to say in my heart that I think Gavin Newsom is a complete hypocrite because they're the same ones that are whining about Trump holding back federal money if they don't go through what Trump wants them to do. And they're sitting there going, oh, he's trying to hurt the children and this and that. And yet he's pulling the same, you know, malarkey to his counties. And that just upsets me. So I'll get off the air now. Thank you.
But you're, no, but Martin, you are absolutely, you are absolutely right that, you know, oh, and Trump puts out an edict that's for the nation and then they ignore it. And yet then they give us things that are close your business down. And if we ignore it, then he's not going to give us money. You know, this whole thing is hypocritical on the state's part.
Yep, it is
Tell us you know how you feel, Martin.
You know what, Martin? You're expressing what all of us are feeling like.
Well, also, Martin is a successful business person. He's put, you know, his whole family has worked very hard in many, many years at doing what they do. On the piggyback that, I want to talk about this really fast, that in this, we were talking about this with Che and Moonstone. He eloquently said, my entire history and career from doing dishes in high school to this day has been removed from me. I can't go get another job. There are no other restaurants open. I have a choice. I can be a short order cook in a fast food restaurant doing to-go food, or I can do what? Be unemployed? I want compensatory damages. My business has been removed from me under the clauses of eminent domain. I think the state of California is liable to reimburse me for the loss I've sustained. He said his insurance company is refusing to say loss of business because it's government mandated.
Wow.
That's called a cluster. You fill in the blanks. We're going to take a break here. KCNR 96.5.
I was reaching out for it when she said that because Linda has been known to describe things every so often. Time to take a break. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Sue Blake with Powerhouse Solar. Solar energy not only makes financial sense, but right now you can go solar for zero money down. At Powerhouse Solar, we install the most cost-effective and highest efficiency panels from SunPower. And with the electric company's rolling blackouts, Powerhouse Solar can make sure your family is not left in the dark. We have generators and battery backup systems designed for your specific needs. Call Powerhouse Solar today at 275-5600 or visit us on the web at powerhousesolar.com.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
SST Oil on Windham Lane in Reading, your source for specialty fuels and oils, including kerosene and low sulfur fuel oil. They feature Toyotomi heating systems and on-demand water heaters. Save $100 on a new Toyotomi home water heater and ask about special savings for residents affected by the car fire. Locally owned SST Oil, supporting the community through summer fires and winter snows. Stay warm and cozy with Toyotomi and SST Oil. 241-1167. 241-1167.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier in all we do.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle, from your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between. We make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary. You just drive right in, which saves you time and money. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You're offered a free beverage to enjoy and free Wi-Fi. Earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards Program. Use Premier Premier services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that's a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com and like us on Facebook. Or find Premier Oil Change in Wairika on Main Street behind the Valero station. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Did you know that the City of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family-owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in KCNR 96.5. I was flossing.
So, not your teeth either.
No.
I know you got to get in your promo, but what the fans don't get to see is we've gone from poking and prodding and earlier to now dancing
pinching.
At the end. So we've gone the whole range here.
Oh, no, you haven't. This is
you guys are
seen funny. Linda and I are in here. We rock.
And that's in 5 minutes.
Yeah.
It's in three minutes and 30 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
You know who we are. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. I'm going there tomorrow. They're going to be I'm going to get a medium short this time because I don't know what
that's right.
I don't know what the gov. You know what? And every time I say the gov, I think of Blazing Saddles and the governor there that's using one of those ping pong paddles with the ball, and he's hitting it back and forth, making decisions. He has no concept of what's going on, and Hedley Lamarr is whispering in his ear, who is the guy that was in the...
Hedley Lamarr's an actress.
No, but the guy's name was Hedley Lamarr, played by the guy that was in the Carol Burnett show. In fact, she sued them, saying you can't use that name, Hedley Lamarr.
Huh.
They did. Anyway, Cypress Square Barbershop, man's last stronghold.
Okay.
They work on appointments, 244-9478. 10 minutes in between each person, only one customer in the shop. They thoroughly disinfect everything, throw away drapes they put over you. They drape the chair. They use a new apron every time. You're not going to find a cleaner place to get your hair cut. You can enjoy a haircut while being in the safety of Cypress Square Barbershop. Hey, we're here with Sheriff Eric Magrini.
I like to call him Magrini.
And we're talking about people's responses to the governor shutting them down.
Some of these we can't read online.
No.
One of them we can't read at all, but let me tell you where it came from. Can I say where
sure,
it came from?
Yeah.
The Palomino Room. Because you're saying, well, these places are open. If the sheriff wants to work with them, but they're not going to give people citations or anything. So what you're going to see is, just like what happened at the Palomino Room down in Red Bluff, is they send in the ABC.
Yeah. That's something that obviously needs to be considered for these businesses, is there's still the state enforcement, and from what I've heard, that there's a good potential they could be out enforcing from the state side.
And they can come in and say, if you don't, we're going to give you, if you're not ready to shut down, then we're going to pull your liquor license.
Right.
And,
well, that happened with salons during the first break, shutdown was salons or people maybe coming to people's houses or doing a little bit, if you can come in the back door or whatever. I'm not going to mention anybody, but, that was kind of some. And then they got a warning. And that was it. Okay, pulling it.
All right, we've got like 7 minutes left. Let's talk about two things. The jail's full again.
Yes. Yeah. So where the jail is, as soon as that zero cash bail was lifted, and I think that was on June 20th.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it didn't take us long to fill right back up. But the problem that's posed is, that I pose is what I illustrated already, in that we're being overrun, if you will, by these prison commits that we now have to sit on and hold.
Right.
They can't go out on ankle monitor. They can't go on work release. They can't. They are confined. They
and
have
that's
to
over
be
100
held.
Of them. And it's 25% of your jail.
Almost 25%, and we'll probably hit that by this weekend. And that's taking up beds for local offender accountability.
Right.
And so, you know, I've worked with, we talked about earlier in the show, the State Sheriff's Association. We've been working on that and pushing back. The counties, I know, have been pushing back. I put out an email a week or so ago to our local chiefs, asking them to reach out or partner with the other, the Police Chiefs Association, to also push back, because this is going to affect everybody. This affects everyone throughout the state. But for rural counties such as ours, where we don't have thousands of jail beds, we have 484, when they start filling up with these prison commits, we don't have the ability to put our local offenders in there or have accountability. On top of that, we still have to maintain a quarantined area for those that do get booked. We can't put them in general population, so they have to go into a special, I'll just call it a special unit, special housing units, where we can hold them and quarantine them for 14 days before they go in, because we do want to be responsible and we don't want COVID getting into the jail. So that affects, that occupies a certain amount of beds and affects our classification, our ability to move people around as needed. All this is very frustrating.
It is.
Then you add in November, SB 10, which is going to be voted on by the citizens, which is a version of that bail reform that was shoved down our throats. Right.
Now, that's a double-edged sword in the sense of, it's going to empty out the jail, but we're going to put all these criminals back on the street.
It's going to hurt. Again, it's going to make it difficult for accountability.
You'd arrest them and then arrest them again in a couple hours? Was it one of those things?
And then the ludicrousy of that is that increases the exposure for our jail staff. It increases the exposure for the inmates in the jail, because these people go out, they go back into the community, they come back in, they get booked again. So each time they go out and come back, when they're in, when they're held, and they pass their quarantine phase, they're safe. They're safer than going in and out, where they can get exposure and then bring it back in. So we have several measures in effect for our jail. We're doing great stuff in there as far as how we're working to quarantine, the screening process that we're doing, the guidelines that we're following with the COVID-19 guidelines. So I'm happy to say, as of right now, we have no positives in our jail with our inmates. So
that's great. You know what? Again, it goes back to doing the right thing, which Shasta County obviously is doing.
Exactly.
Okay. We've got Lieutenant Ron Isley coming on from the police department on this new
texting of 911.
Yes, that's fantastic. It was rolled out yesterday. I don't want to steal his thunder, but please tune in tomorrow to listen to that. That's a fantastic program. Its success has been proven already where it's been implemented in the southern part of the state. So we're very fortunate and happy that that Ron Isley, who's the director, interim director up at ShastCom, which is our joint communication center, in partnership with CHP and Cal Fire, has gone live with this text to 911. So that's an absolute bonus for our community. And
we're going to cover this much more in depth tomorrow morning at 7:30 in the morning. And Ron's going to tell us about it. He's bringing in somebody else also that's heavily involved with the this text to 911. I'm getting in my chat room. I need to hop in the chat
room. I knew.
We love our chat pack.
Oh, we do. About marijuana grows. And it's becoming they're becoming more than obvious. They're diverting streams. They're doing all these things. What's going on with that?
Yeah, so, and that's good. I've been communicating with several of our board members here just recently on how to start looking at that again, because we lost our marijuana team in years past. So now we do it on a case by case. As we receive the complaint, we look at the complexity of it. Is this just a small, I hate to call it a backyard grow, or is this a complex, organized, you know,
divert the stream grow?
Yeah, exactly. So we're working with the, as the supervisors get those complaints or as they come to me, we're communicating and looking at those. And so, we'll still be tackling those issues.
If you had a marijuana eradication team, I hate to say it like that, but those are the ones, they don't go for those backyards. They go for those big ones.
We go for the big ones.
That are on, you know, that are on, yeah, that are running pipes. They're using insecticides and roticides that kill off animals.
Yeah, diverting streams where there's a network, where there's more than one, where they might have several grows, where they have a some organization to them. So we look at all that.
Why don't you just kind of deputize like 20 people and say, this is your job. Give them the parameters and send them out.
Tell them to go forth and prosper.
That's right. Here's your ammunition that you can practice so you don't do anything wrong. There you go.
Hey, I know I hear the segue music here.
Sure.
Hey, please continue to be safe on the lake. Please. You know, we had two drownings here in the last week. Wear those life preservers. Make sure your kids are accounted for and have their life preservers on. There are several new boating regulations that are out there for drivers and things of that nature, and having a driver's, operating license.
Right.
So, please make yourself familiar with those, but we want to be safe this summer and as things heat up and it's going to be a hot summer.
We have had drownings, so just be careful out there. Yeah. Hey, Sheriff McGreeny, thanks a lot for being
thanks
with
for
us today
us.
And thanks
Thank
for your
you
efforts
for having
for
me.
Our county.
Always enjoy.
Hey, tomorrow,
your guys's,